Now, we have been asking you what you get up to these winter nights to keep you busy, connected, engaged with the world, which prompted Michelle Geraghty to get in touch to explain why at this coming week's full moon you might hear all sorts of unearthly howling and yelping coming from the water near the Salt Hill Promenade's iconic diving tower in Galway. Do not be afraid. It is the Blackrock Howlers who gather once a month under the full moon to chat, to swim, and, as the name suggests, to howl.
After you, sir.
Just be careful, try to swim back against it. You may not be able.
That's Martin. He's a regular swimmer at Blackrock, but on the full moon he's on the tower, shining a light on the steps and keeping tabs on people going in and out.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Help one another over there!
The regulars even have a safety procedure in place for the windy nights like tonight.
The shower around the corner there, and there's a slipway down with a railing.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah.
So sometimes if you can't get back here, it's just that the waves take you down there. Yeah,
that's what we say, tower to shower.
Yeah.
Galwegian Paddy McNamara is the man responsible for all the madness.
The Howlers kicked off a couple of years ago. It was literally a handful of us just we might turn up on the full moon, and we wouldn't organise it, it was just that we were there. But you had this bunch that swam at 11:30 every day, but they never swam in the dark. And they just said, we'd love to try it. So that was, I said, OK, well, we'll go in October and then we'll have the dip. In they got, and there's a bit of crack. I had got glow sticks for them, so they had a bit of life for that particular one. There was a few little treats made when they came out after us, and they had a great laugh and a bit of crack, and then that was it.
Laura Brown is one of the well-known swimmers down here at Blackrock. I asked her about her first full moon swim.
I remember it vividly. It was October 2020. It was lockdown. I'm sure no one could be going to the nightclub or the pub, so we all had to be down here for 9 o'clock to descend the steps of Blackrock and just let your inner wolf come out and just let go and release all the stresses that you've had. It's just unbelievable.
But the Blackrock Howlers aren't all daily dippers like Laura. And it made me wonder, what possesses people to come down for a swim in the cold and the dark?
Well, the last full moon, I was walking the prom and I could just hear all this screaming and glow sticks in the water. And I was going, I'm definitely doing that the next time. And it didn't disappoint.
It's like a ritual, I think. There's kind of a feeling of being held by the ocean, and then the moon is pulling the ocean and the moon is pulling us. It's slightly spooky and pagan, but also great crack and everybody's here. So it's a social thing as well as that.
But aside from the crack, there's lots of other benefits to cold water swimming.
It raises the endorphins in the body and generally has a very positive effect on people's mental well-being. People find that they feel a lot better after it and that it boosts them. And like, I'll agree with that. Like, so you come down some mornings and it looks miserable. Why am I doing this? And you get in and you have your little dip or a swim and you come out and you feel a lot better.
How did you find that?
Great, it was so warm.
Good, are you a regular? Do you come here every month?
No, I was part of Covember, so I'm like used to the cold water, but this is my first howl. So great.
Oh, I absolutely loved it. Just blissful, peaceful, at the same time invigorating, and the community spirit of it is so uplifting.
It was nice and calm, and so I just stayed in when everyone went out. Peaceful, I love it, especially when the full moon as well. So this is my first time this year, so getting back into it again.
Baltic, brilliant, life-affirming. I've been to the land of Chernanog, now for cake.
Paddy's homemade cakes are a highlight of every full moon swim. A lovely treat to look forward to when you're dressed and warm.
What's on the menu today, Paddy?
We have lemon cheesecake, orange Toblerone and ginger cheesecake and Rocky Road.
Gathering for the cake and the chats after the swim tells you everything you need to know about the community down here. It feels like the kind of place where strangers become friends.
My mum is bridesmaid at his mum's wedding.
Yes, yeah, we're cousins.
We're proper cousins.
We're Black Rock cousins, yeah. As well.
The community has developed through the swimming. You have the different crews, as I call it, the early morning, the 9 o'clock. You have to drop kids to school. You'll have the 11:30 retired and the evening crews. And people look out for each other and become very good friends as well from within those groups. So I think that's the positive aspects. It's a focal point for meeting people, and it's an environment where people come in. How are you, Mary? How are you, Mick? That's all they know, and they say hello, and that bit of interaction.
This full moon swim was one of the first things I came across when I moved to Galway, and I just couldn't believe how fun it was and how friendly people were. The glow sticks, the howling and the coffee and cakes, it was just great crack. And then the next time I was down for a swim, I recognised a few faces, and there was just, you know, all of a sudden I was meeting a few new people in my new city.
As the crowds diminish, I found Paddy sweeping out the dressing room.
It's a facility we use. We should look after ourselves. It's a community. So if we all do a little bit, I think it makes life a bit better for everyone.
Locked up. Oh, it's ready for the morning crew.
As the full moon continues to rise, another monthly ritual comes to an end. But the Blackrock Howlers will be back next month for more swimming, more howling, and more of Paddy's delicious treats.
And watch the sun go down on Galway Bay.
Well, guys, back down here now, half there for a dip.
See you then.
Oh, yeah. See you tomorrow night, probably.
Bye. Bye. Oh, see you tomorrow night, yeah.
Laura Brown and Paddy McNamara with Michelle Geraghty in Salt Hill. Next full moon, the snow moon, is on the 13th of February. That's next Thursday. If you want to let us know about your winter nights, email us please, countrywide@rte.ie.
Email countrywide@rte.ie.